Appendix, Texts for Reflection. On the Universality of the Rosy Cross and True Christianity. No man loves God who hates his kind, who tramples on his brother's heart and soul, who seeks to shackle, cloud, or fog the mind, by fears of hell has not perceived our goal. God sent are all religions blessed, and Christ, the way, the truth, the life, to give the heavy laden rest, and peace from sorrow, sin, and strife. Behold, the universal Spirit came, to all the churches, not to one alone. On Pentecostal morn, a tongue of flame round each apostle, as a halo, shone. Since then, as vultures ravenous with greed, we oft have battled for an empty name, and sought by dogma, edict, cult, or creed, to send each other to the quenchless flame. Is Christ then twain? Was Cephas, Paul, to save the world, nailed to the tree? Then why divisions here at all? Christ's love enfolds both you and me. His pure, sweet love is not confined by creed which segregate and raise a wall. His love enfolds, embraces humankind, no matter what ourselves or him we call. Then why not take him at his word? Why hold to creeds which tear apart? But one thing matters, be it heard. That brother love fill every heart. There's but one thing the world has need to know. There's but one balm for all our human woe. There's but one way that leads to heaven above. That way is human sympathy and love. From the book, The Rosicrucian Cosmo Conception, by Max Heindel.